Welcome to the 11th installment of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion is Positive Commandment Number 11, the Commandment of Torah Study. This commandment derives from the book of Deuteronomy in the chapter involving Shema, which states, V'shinantam levanecha, that you shall teach your children. The Rambam tells us that the commandment is not only to teach one's children, but also to learn oneself. Why is it that the primary stress is placed on teaching one's children rather than upon studying oneself? After all, it might seem that studying oneself would be a necessary precondition before one could teach one's children. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita once explained that this teaches us an important principle about Torah study, that since Torah study must be done by a human being with our own intellect, we might be carried away with our own understanding of the subject at hand, and perhaps could forget that the Torah is higher than the world, is really essentially higher than understanding, and is the wisdom of God. And in forgetting about this, we will lose the entire essence of Torah. Therefore, our sages commanded us that we must say a blessing previously before studying the Torah, and thereby remember Neisenateda, blessing God who continually gives us the Torah, stressing to us that it is essentially higher than our understanding, that even though we must strive to understand it as best as we can, and this is essentially the idea of Torah study, to understand it in human understanding, we must nevertheless be aware that it is entirely higher than intellect, totally united with Hashem Himself. And this is stressed in the primary law of Torah study, that it must be done with a child, that we are required to teach the children, since the child has a clear feeling and a solid realization that the Torah is higher than his understanding, as we in fact are required to teach the child Torah even before he can understand, but merely when he is able to speak. We teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the Torah which Moshe commanded us is an inheritance to the entire Jewish people. We will therefore have this special humility and bittul which is necessary as a condition before one can properly study Torah. The idea of teaching Torah to one's children, v'shinantam levanecha, is explained by the Sifri as containing another meaning as well. As the Sifri states, Eilu ha-talmidim, this also refers to one's students. As we see that many places in the scriptures, students are referred to by children. As the Rambam quotes the Sifri, which brings from the Book of Kings, v'yetzu b'nei ha-nevim, that the children, here meaning the students of the prophets, went forth, meaning that one is required, should one have the ability to teach other people Torah as well. The Sifri brings another specific translation, this time of the word vishinantam, which aside from meaning to teach, can also come from the word for sharp or a tooth. Meaning, says the Sifri, that one must be extremely sharp in one's Torah study, that if someone shall ask you a question, you should not have to stutter and search and to try to grasp the meaning. You should have this concept well at hand and be able to explain it clearly and quickly, to be able to answer them their question immediately. The Rambam tells us that many places in the Talmud stress this commandment and repeat it several times, and to encourage us as to its importance. It is also repeated several times in the Chumash, Ulamadetem Basisem, that you should teach, you should learn it and do it, Ulaman Yilmundu, in order that you should study the Torah. The greatness of Torah is stressed throughout our sages, as the Rambam says, and it is a requirement not only on a person with money, but even on the poorest person, who must go around and beg for charity in order to survive, also is required to study Torah. And even someone with a large family, who must work hard in order to support them, is also required to study Torah. As discussed at great length in the laws of Torah study, the importance of starting one's day with Torah study immediately after the prayer service, studying something and setting aside specific times, which should never be transgressed and never be changed, that this is one's Torah study and one must have a set time to learn, both morning and night. Hasidic philosophy, while stressing the importance of practical action, also stresses very highly the idea and the importance and the special quality distinguishing factor involving Torah study. First of all, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, the Torah study involves the innermost powers of a person. Rather than involving only action, which are more external parts, Torah study is done with the innermost faculties, or levushim garments, as the Alter Rebbe terms them, meaning the person's thought processes and the person's speech. In addition, the revelation of Hashem, which comes to a person through Torah study, is a greater, more intense type of revelation than through other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Torah study, the Alter Rebbe says, could be compared to one limb of a body, as all of the different commandments are explained in Kabbalah or likened to limbs of the body. And just as all of the limbs are equally important, nevertheless, the life force and the expression of the soul is greater in the brain than in the rest of the limbs. And so too, the life force and the holiness contained in Torah study is greater than in any other of the mitzvahs. In addition, in the fifth chapter of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains the particular quality involving Torah knowledge as distinguished from Torah study, which must be verbal and stresses more the act of studying rather than the sheer knowledge which is integrated in the person through Torah study. There, the Alter Rebbe, stressing the idea of Torah knowledge, says that a person affects a tremendous unity with Hashem, which is impossible through anything else, including any mitzvah. That when one does a mitzvah, one is encompassing his soul with a godly light, and is surrounding himself within this godly revelation. Through Torah study, since it is a mitzvah, one also encompasses his soul with this revelation. However, since the Torah is integrated into his mind, and it comes into him, and is united with him, and nourishes him, as our sages liken it to food, that just as food nourishes the body, so too Torah comes into the person and unites and nourishes him. Therefore, Torah has both qualities. It comes inside of him, and is united from within, and also surrounds him, and unites him from this side as well. And this is a unity which is not found anywhere else, says the Alter Rebbe, the unity through Torah study. The Rambam concludes this mitzvah by explaining, as he said he would do in his introduction, which commandments are exempt, of which women are exempt. And the Rambam quotes the Talmud Kedushin, which states that the word B'neichem, your sons, are used, meaning B'neichem v'lei B'neiseichem, your sons and not your daughter. From here we learn that women are exempt from Torah study. However, as has been often pointed out in the statements of our sages, this comes to exempt a woman from mere Torah study for the sake of sheer knowledge of it. However, a woman is required to study those parts of the Torah which are necessary to fulfill the commandments in which she is obligated, which out of the 613 commandments, only 14 are excluded from a woman, as the Rambam explains at his end of Sefer HaMitzvahs in the end of the section of positive commandments. All of the 365 prohibitions and all of the positive commandments, except for those which have a specific bound time, numbering 14, as the Rambam says, she is required to learn the laws of all of them. And as it's pointed out in Sefer Chassidim and other places, that in the days of King Chizkiyahu, that not only men but also women were expert in all of the laws of the sacrifices and all the laws of tares, of purity and impurity, which are some of the most complex laws in the Torah, and the women were expert in them as well. And so too, all the complex laws of Shabbos, for example, and all of the laws relating to kashrus and the mikveh and so on, all of them are required to be known by women. In addition, there are the commandments which the Chinuch says are not pinned to any particular time, but rather are permanent requirements, such as the love of God, the fear and awe of God, belief in his unity, and knowledge of God, and etc. All of these are incumbent upon women equally as upon men. Therefore, in addition, they are required to learn those things which will bring them to knowledge of the unity of God, and love, and so on, including the study of Hasidic philosophy, Musar, and so on, which brings a person to knowledge which is necessary for the performance of these commandments. The Rambam does mention in his legal code that while the woman is rewarded for this Torah study, her reward is nevertheless not equivalent to that of a man. That since the man is commanded to do so, he has the reward of a mitzvah va'aseh, someone who is fulfilling a commandment, whereas a woman not being obligated in the same way as a man gets the reward of an eina mitzvah va'aseh, someone that is doing it because they themselves desire to do so. However, as has been pointed out in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the woman can get the same reward as a man through assisting her husband and assisting her children in the study of Torah. Then she gets not only the regular reward for her Torah study, but also the schar gadol, the tremendous reward of Torah study, which is greater than that for any other mitzvah. As our sages say, Talmud Teda Keneged Kulon, that the study of Torah outweighs all of the other mitzvahs. That since she is encouraging them to do Torah and creating an environment conducive to their Torah study and assisting in their Torah study in every way possible, she herself is considered as if the Torah study is hers, that it would not be done if not for her. Therefore, she has a share in this very Torah study. As the Talmud tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, when he married Rachel, his wife, he was 40 years old and did not know any Torah whatsoever. However, she encouraged him to study Torah and even encouraged him to leave home for 12 years, in which he devoted himself completely to Torah study and never went home in that time period. When he came home after 12 years, he came with 12,000 students following him. And before arriving at his house, he overheard somebody asking his wife, "How could you put up with your husband Akiva? He left you alone for 12 years." And she answered, "If it was up to me, I would tell him to stay and study Torah for another 12 years. At this point, the Rabbi Akiva turned around without having entered his house and returned to study for another 12 years, after which he came back with 24,000 students, and the greatest sage of all the Jewish people immortalized for all generations. And when he came back, his wife fell down and greeted him crying, and the students, not knowing who she was, tried to push her away. But as soon as Rabbi Akiva saw his wife, he also, overcome with emotion, said, 'Leave her. Whatever study and knowledge I have, and whatever knowledge I have given to you, everything belongs to her, since she was the one that sent me to study. And if not for her devotion, I would have been unable to learn. All of it belongs to her.'" The importance of Torah study is also stressed by the Rambam at the end of his legal code, at the end of Hilchos Melachim, where he discusses the Messianic Age, where there the Rambam says that the reason our sages desire the Messianic Age, and we desire it ourselves, is not because we will be only because we will be free from the non-Jewish nations, or we will have an easy time physically, but rather they had a strong desire to be devoted completely to Torah, as in that time the entire world will be involved in knowledge of Hashem, meaning direct knowledge of Hashem, not only Torah study, but direct knowledge of Hashem. Things which were previously concealed will be revealed. V'yasigu das beirem kifikeach ha'adam, that within the limits of human knowledge we will achieve knowledge, direct knowledge of our Creator. And this, says the Rambam, is why we desire the Messianic Age, and may it come to us b'mheira v'yameinu mamish, speedily in our days. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shir, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.